Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Snap to Prescott. And he airs it out deep down the left side for Pickens. Over the shoulder, for crying out loud. He caught the ball. That's a perfect throw. All the way down at the 35-yard line, he beat the noisy Marshawn Lattimore for 44 yards. What a throw!
Over the shoulder, for crying out loud. What a that was a hell of a catch yesterday by George Pickens. Another incredible day for him yesterday, as we alluded to already. 44-22, the final score. George Pickens yesterday. Four receptions on six targets, 82 yards. Then, of course, you had CeeDee Lamb. He had five catches for 110 yards and had the big 74-yard touchdown reception as well, where it was just bad defense. I mean, you had got through two or three guys and just kind of out there playing center field, and CeeDee went up there, grabbed it, and, you know, did a little move, and boom, next thing you know, he's going to the house. So loved what you saw out of that Dallas Cowboys offense yesterday. But – let's see it again.
Side note, I just love the distribution of targets. I mean, CeeDee had eight in his first game back. Pickens had six.
Yeah.
How many did Fergie have?
Seven.
Seven. Like, you know what I'm saying? Equal six, seven, eight right there.
And that was really the bulk of your receptions right there. Or excuse me, that was the bulk of your targets. Like I said, you had Kevontae had one for 17. Jalen Tolbert, we mentioned, already had two. And then Jaden Blue, Hunter Lipke both had one apiece. And then actually Javonte Williams, who does get a lot of dump offs, he had four. Granted, only caught one for a robust 2 yards.
I wonder where Mingo and Flannoy, how they fit into that.
Well, I mean, I
who do you take targets away from? Because I like the 8 and 6 number from.
I think it just comes down to
CeeDee and.
Well, that's not going to change. I think it just comes down to, okay, how much is Kevontae? Well, it's going to be Kevontae Turpin and Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah. But what do they have? Three combined targets?
Yeah.
And obviously, not every game you're going to be blowing people out, running the ball a bunch in the fourth, yada, yada, yada. But.
Tolbert's going to go down. I mean, you're not playing Tolbert over Jonathan Mingo.
One to zero.
Like, you have to see what you – and if you're the Cowboys, you owe it to yourself to see what you have in Jonathan Mingo, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tolbert, we already know. I mean, it's been said ad nauseum on this radio station. You are not keeping him next year. Doesn't seem that way, or at least I don't understand why you would.
Yeah. Especially with all the talent you have. Tolbert, just like –
because if you're bringing back George Pickens, and who knows whether you do or not, that's another conversation for another time. We still got a lot of football left before that decision is made. But you know you got Mingo for at least another year. Obviously, CD's coming back. Obviously, Ryan Flannoy is somebody that you're going to keep on a rookie deal. So I don't – and Hunter Lipke – or excuse me, Hunter Lipke. Kevontae's, you know, signed, what, a 3-year deal this past offseason. So, yeah, I mean – Mingo is in, and Mingo will be activated. That we were told that this week by Stephen Jones. So, bro, you gotta. I mean, that's a deep ass wide receiver room.
Yeah,
for a group that really two guys get the bulk of the work.
And you throw Ferguson in there too.
Go ahead and set us up. You were there yesterday. You were there for the post game scrum with Jerry. Seemed like he was in a little bit better spirits yesterday.
He sprinted out of that locker room. He said, he goes, I'm ready to talk. He said, you thought I'd miss this? I wouldn't miss this for the world. And then everyone started recording.
Well, and then of course, and you know, you and I as being part of the post game team, it was pretty crunk in that locker room.
Yeah,
you can't always hear the hoot and holler. Not to say that they, but they were psyched after yesterday's win.
Well, you set this clip up. You made fun of me for me talking to Dak. How would you? I'll let you set it up.
I made fun of you in the sense of because it's you. But no, it was a great question. So I'll let you do it.
No, you do it.
No, you do it. No, you do it. You were there.
This is
I'll do it.
Somebody gonna do it? Anybody?
This is Blake asking Jerry Jones on Dak Prescott's case for MVP.
League right now, Jerry. But is Dak Prescott the MVP of the league right now?
Well, he's mine, and he should be Cowboy fans. And he gives us a tremendous opportunity, and this team is really following. And this team is can play against the league competition just like you saw today. Can play that way, and it can get better.
He's played at a high level before, but right now it seems like there isn't really a bad game coming from Dak. Are you seeing any differences in kind of his approach, or is this just the same Dak and we're just seeing even better results?
Well, I think he and Brian, when Brian was addressing this year, he and Dak had some things in mind that they wanted to work into timing, wanted to work into several technical aspects. I'd say, when I say several, maybe a few, but basically it has to do with his actual techniques as opposed to anything about his leadership or anything about that. And that was on the table, and we got some benefit last year, but we knew we were going to really get some benefit from it this year. Yes, I can see the work that Dak and Brian have done during this past off season. I can see it improving Dak's game.
Do you feel like Clayton Adams is getting enough respect for kind of what he's done to this offense on both the passing and running game as well?
Well, he should be. He should be. They make quite a team. Brian's the guy that hired him. And Clayton is an outstanding coach, and be the first to tell you that this is a great opportunity, and we're glad we had it.
So I appreciate the follow-ups, though, because, I mean, Clayton Adams. Now, and Jerry probably didn't want to say too much about it because he's like, look, quit blowing up my boy's spot because you're costing me more money every time you ask about him. Thanks a lot. Yeah, he should be. All right, next question. Thanks a lot.
Blake
Elliott, 105.3 The Fan. Tolo, baby.
Dez Bryant was right behind me as I was asking those questions, and as soon as I got done, I asked Dez, you're going to ask a question? And someone asked him about, like, the best wide receiver duos. Is this the best? And he looks right at Dez. He's like, I didn't forget about you, Dez. I got you. So shout out to Dez being there. The vibes were high. You saw the guys entering the locker room. Dez is dapping up every single guy. No, Brandon Aubrey walks up to him and says, you were my favorite player growing up. Him and CeeDee and Pickens have a moment where they're dapping up. It felt good to be, and it was good energy, good aura, if you will.
It was. I mean, you enjoy moments like that. It's just, we'd like to see you do it against a team that is in the top four or five right now.
All right.
I mean, that's the issue.
We got some more Jerry cuts. Dylan, why don't you just go ahead and set up the other two? What you got for us?
So we have the whole Trayvon Diggs issue. And he's in concussion protocol. And I believe the latest shot he said today, he is still in concussion protocol. So this is Jerry postgame talking about the whole entire Trayvon Diggs situation.
You as GM, like, do you try to get to the bottom of that quickly? Do you wait for somebody to come to you? Like, here's what we're hearing from Trayvon. Like, how do you handle something like that?
Well, I just, first of all, want to make sure that no rules have been violated that would hurt the person or the team. Things like law enforcement, those kinds of rules like that. Beyond that, these players are in such a spotlight. And the kinds of things that a lot of us have happened to us, knots on our head, bumps on our back, all that kind of stuff. When you're at where these players are, then that's a higher accountability. Okay. To answer your question, no, I don't go looking it up at all. I really don't. I see what...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Is given me, and I'm satisfied with that. And frankly, I'm satisfied what any player tells me until we get to the point to where I'm not satisfied. Mm-hmm. It's not different for a player. That's different for all of our relationships in life.
But is he progressing pretty well in terms of concussion or whatever he's dealing with, protocols?
I haven't had a doctor's report today. You know, but I don't think the nature of his injury was something that would impact us for multiple weeks ahead. I think it could possibly be behind us this week.
Okay.
Yeah. This is not some kind of smoking gun. No, he had an accident, and I'm good with that, and he'll be back out here playing.
Okay.
And we need him. If he'll join in and play his game the way these guys have adjusted to play their game, we'll get a lot better team with Diggs.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you have it. That was yesterday post-game asked about Trayvon Diggs, whether he was going to come back anytime soon. So they said, look, obviously it's TBD. This is Steven today on KNC updating us on the Trayvon Diggs situation.
No further updates, no, other than obviously he had an accident at home, and it was one that kept him from playing. Hopefully he'll be back ready to go to work this week.
Okay. I'll tell you this. We don't know anything else.
We're all trying to get clarity.
I mean, it is
we have no idea.
Deal, dude. I'll be honest with you, man. This is a weird situation. You win yesterday, and I don't know what to make of. I mean, I asked you and I talked about this on Saturday. I said, you know, what does this mean if they go out and play better without him? I don't think yesterday was an indictment on Trayvon Diggs not being there. Like, oh, the defense looked more organized. Like, no, yeah, I mean, he's good at man-to-man. It's just that, you know, again, he probably – hell, Trayvon Diggs probably would have looked good yesterday.
I agree.
He's probably mad he didn't play yesterday. Yeah. Man, I could have recouped some of that negative BS you guys been hitting me with if I'd have played yesterday, and y'all could have kept y'all quiet, dude, for a little bit.
I've seen Tez Johnson run the wrong route like 5 times in this game and run into his own teammate. He just did it again on second down.
It's been a rough
I keep looking up and he's just running into his own teammates. It's not looking good for the Buccaneers.
No, that we're going to take an L on we both picked the
This is definitely their lowest points. This is probably the first time they haven't scored double digits in like a couple years.
Definitely tell Abuka doesn't look the same, and Detroit basically said, "Look, we're going to stop you and let everybody else try to beat us." And it's been a pretty good
the O-line also can't hold up. They've gotten pressure on Baker almost every play.
Well, that was going to be my dare I say the Detroit defense actually looks better with Aaron Glenn gone.
10 times healthier, though. Huge caveat. Remember last year they were literally like every one of their starters got hurt. And their best player, defensive player of the year candidate.
He was there for 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, they look good.
I don't remember the Lions defense looking as good as it has this year at any time when Aaron Glenn was there.
And our second Monday night game, CJ Stroud just got sacked for a minus 18 yards and a safety.
Raise your hand if you have Seattle's defense.
Well, they may overturn. Maybe they get the 1 yard line.
Oh, they marked it the one?
Well, it looks like they were going to review it.
Raise your hand if you took Blake's advice Mr. Oh, Nico Fenin this year. Look, I'll give you credit for the Ibuka, okay? But you know what loses you some luster this year? The way you were on the Nico Collins is about to be the greatest wide receiver on of all time gaslighting
blaming,
that you did.
Blaming the team.
I don't
blame Nico still.
They overturned it, so instead of a safety, it was a 4th and 31, and they put it.
They're like, can we just go with the safety?
I mean, I'll tell you right now.
We've seen a lot of safeties this year, if you think about it.
I think we're going to have to start questioning Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, D'Amico Ryans.
You are.
Because D'Amico, I'm sorry, but this great year first year, and your team was fun to watch, and in 2 years since, you just wonder, does this mean if you're an Aaron Glenn, right? And although your defense has looked better, right? I mean, outside of the a handful of games, I mean, your defense, because here's the one thing about if you're Aaron Glenn. Like, look, we get it. It's not your fault Justin Fields sucks. Okay.
Terrible.
Like
that,
and
bad, he, bad, he bad,
pulled,
bad.
He pulled a Blake Elliott yesterday. Did you hear him?
What'd he do?
Started talking about his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he did. Middle of it.
Man, look, I'm all for talking about Jay Sizzle after a win or a loss.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Like
win or loss.
In the heat of the moment, right? Like, hey, man, you know what? But when you start deferring why you didn't play well, and it's up to JC.
Very two of him.
Like, I understand talking about JC on the field immediately after a game. Like, you're still in it. The emotions are still running high. When you've had a chance to shower, get dressed, talk to your boys, and then you pull out the JC card.
Yeah. It's definitely a deflection from a guy who's used a JC card. It's definitely a, come on, man. I mean, you can look at
God's
how I
got my back.
I mean, I did throw 4 interceptions and fumble the ball and take 6 safeties, but Jesus Christ.
That's what Jesus Christ wanted me to do.
Jesus is looking down and shaking his head like, come on.
I didn't call that, okay? I didn't call that. I'm more of a Mahomes that guy, okay? Just saying. Just saying. That's me, though. That's me. Last but certainly not least, this is Shoddy, who, again, you beat the Commanders, but... And this is a question. I'm going to find the Babe Laufenberg audio from about a month or two, actually longer than a month ago, when asked about my biggest question about Shoddy from an offensive perspective was, I don't know what kind of play caller to expect, right? Because, again, we'd never thought of him as like some, you know, Sean McVay, Andy Reid, you know, Josh McDaniels type beast when it came to offenses, right? And here he is so far 7 weeks through the NFL season and is one of the hottest play callers in all the NFL. Were you in a play calling rhythm yesterday, Shot?
I don't think so. I didn't think the second quarter. I didn't think I called a great game. I kind of just spoke to that. I was getting, I won't say pissed again. I just did. I was mad, you know, and so I kind of let that get the best of me. And so, you know, when you got great players, man, you know, you call plays with a lot of confidence. I call plays with a lot of confidence knowing they're going to execute. And, again, Dak, the throw to Terp on a check down, we run a little action pass and had a free runner, man. He knew right where the check down was. And then, you know, the one thing we are is explosive, man. We got speed and guys that can make people miss. And as a coach, it makes you excited. But, hey, look, this offensive staff, Clayton Adams, Steve Shimko, Ken Dorsey, I could go up and down the list. Junior Adams with what he's done with those two receivers and Terp. I'm a blessed man to lead from the front of a great group of guys on both sides of the ball and special teams as a staff.
Special teams as a staff.
Shout out, look, Shoddy.
I thought Shoddy called a pretty dadgum good game yesterday, if I do say so myself. All right, the Cowboys love it. Tell you what, we have not answered any of y'all text messages yet. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Well, your takeaways from yesterday's ball game as well. We'll read some of those. But let's take a look at some players that you will be getting back sooner rather than later. We already mentioned one, albeit briefly, Mr. Jonathan Mingo Mania. He'll be back. He'll be activated for this week. And Stephen Jones, on whose window they're opening this week. Plus, somebody that I have been very skeptical of as to whether or not we'll ever see him this year in a Cowboy uniform. Apparently, we may see him sooner rather than later. Who am I talking about? Stick around. We'll tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.